What's up? So I want to talk about how you get the perfect creator to record the perfect video, okay? And if I'm repeating myself, it's because this is very important, right? Not only do you want to pay them, first things first, in terms of payment, a retainer, a monthly retainer, let's say 1K a month, 2K a month, so you're paying a fixed price per video, right? You're also going to want to add them to your affiliate program so they can fill, for example, our affiliate program 30%, right? And tell them, listen, we pay you per video, right? But we also add your affiliate link into the video description and into the pinned comment, right? And two things here. First thing is that, yes, it's great they're being paid per video, but because you're also offering them a commission per sale, subconsciously, right, they're going to produce videos trying to sell people stuff. And they're gonna learn how to do it, right? Because they have the access to the analytics. And so this is more of a psychological type of video. But if you just pay them a monthly retainer, there it's great, man. Yeah, they just produce the videos. But you'll notice that once you start adding them to your affiliate program and telling them, listen, for every sale you get off your link, you'll get 30% recurring for life. You'll notice that they'll eventually and yeah, it's basically just put more effort into the video naturally because they want to make more money, right? It's like the real estate agents that get paid on commission. They're super hungry to make a lot more money because the commission, there's no cap to the commission. Right here, there's no cap too, right? You can make as much money as you can make billions of dollars, right? We make 70% of that, you make 30% of that. And so having this in your job post and making sure they understand this is a great way to have great content produced that sells, okay? Also, if you're running multiple channels, I recommend, and this is just something we've done lately, is don't have them be branded, have them be people, right? Don't have your logo here, have a person's face, the creator's face in this case, and have his name and then something else that adds to the channel concept, okay? Because as you know, people buy from people, and people are much more likely to watch content produced by other people. People look much more at other people than at branded accounts. So yeah, just simple change, but it does make a difference. And of course, like hire a thumbnail editor, add a thumbnail creator. It makes a lot of difference, right? And in this course, I have like videos on that, where to find them, who they are, how much to pay them. But it does make a difference, right? It makes it look so much more professional. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about first. And second, in terms of the people, right? In terms of the people you are hiring, you of course, this is the basic, right? You want to hire people that are knowledgeable about the industry, right? To some extent, right? Because otherwise they're going to have a hard time trying to sell something that they don't know exactly what it is for. They might more or less know what the product is, but they don't know what it is for. So it's very hard to sell something that where you don't know what the output is. So make sure they're knowledgeable about the industry and the product. Give them access to the product, give them a user account so they can test it, use it, abuse it, okay? Then, of course, you want people that show their face. This is a no-brainer. You gotta have people showing their face, right? Not afraid to show their face, and that know how to speak proper English, that know how to communicate, that know how to express themselves. They're active, energetic, not boring people, right? Because these are salesmen, right? These are salesmen for your product. So they need to be selling. They need to be active. They need to be fire. They need to be aggressive, okay? They also need to know what they're talking about. Okay, so make sure they know how to sell and they show their face, and of course they know how to talk in English. Or if you're hiring creators for different languages, we also hire Portuguese-based ones, Spanish-based ones. Make sure again that they know how to speak Portuguese and Spanish. Pretty straightforward. So short one, but I think like these types of videos provide actually a lot of value. And if there's anything you have questions, anything that you think I've missed, just drop me a message and I'll record a video on that. Anything you want to know in a bit more detail, let me know and I record a video on that. No worries again. This course isn't stationary. I'm always adding new videos, new things. And if you feel like there's something that's missing, just let me know and I'll add it here. So yeah, that's it. Cheers.